Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. This is Dr. Cox, Master Time, presents the word today. Jesus' disciple asked him, "Master, when is the end time?" He said, "No man know the end time, even the angels that bow down before my Father. They do not know the end time. But he said, when you see walls and rooms of wars, nation rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom, house divided, church divided, school divided, our beloved, know ye not that the end is at the door." When he sees pestilence in divers places, famine, dear Lord, it used to be famine in divers places, but now there's famine in your place. There used to be walls in divers places, now there's walls in your household. All my friends, knowing all that the end of this age is at its end. Oh, my friend, if you look at the most prestigious university in the world, where two young men who are training to be the military leaders of this country are getting married, has took a vow my friend, my neighbors, the most prestigious military organization in the world, two young men hold hands in front of the altar. On the side, they will be wife and husband. Oh, God, help us. Oh, God, open the eyes of the foolish. My friends, said, if any man or any woman, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved. Today, my friend, it seems as though no one wants to hear about calling upon the name of the Lord. They all want to feel good. They want you to make them feel good. Before I leave here today, we'll be reading from the Epistle of Romans, the 5th chapter, from the 1st to the 21st. Try to expand to you the word of God. So let the dumb, the deaf, the blind, the sick, the lame, the hungry, the thirsty, worries, sad, naked, and bad, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you, I am a they come unto me all either labor and a heavy laden, and I, Jesus, will give you rest. Say, take my yoke upon you and learn. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Friends, today, his yoke is easy. He'll help you bear your burden. Wow. When trouble arises, all you have to do is just call on the Lord. Our beloved, in the days gone by, when trouble arises, all the prophets and the apostles, they call on the Lord. And if you call upon the Lord, he'll answer your prayer. Oh, I saw old Daniel, and when he was this put in the den of lions, he called upon the Lord. Oh, and the Lord came to his rescue. My friend, I saw Jacob as he making his escape from his brother Esau. And he got one night in the wilderness, tired running all day. He decided he'll take a rest. He built a few stones and he lied there. And he called upon the Lord. Lord, watch over me while I slept. But for my brother, in pursuit of me. And the Lord visited him. He saw a ladder from earth to glory. An angel descending and ascending. He woke up. Yeah, this is nothing less than the house of God. My friend, I have the Holy Spirit power. I am his disciple. My decision has been made. I won't look back, lift, let up, slow down, back away, will be still. For mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. My past have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My eyes are fixed on the prize of a secure future. Finished with this worldly thinking. Do not need position, promotion, popularity. Don't need to be right at the top of the pyramid to be seen. And I walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race with patience. Lift my prayer and labor by the power of the Almighty God. My face is set, my path is fast. My goal is heaven, my road is narrow. My ways are rough, my companion are few. My guide are reliable, and my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, deterred, lured away, turned back, deluded or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice. Hesitate in the presence of my adversary. Negotiate at the table of my enemies, nor plunder at the pool of popularity, or mendicate in the maze of mediocre. I won't give up. I won't shut up until I have stored up, stayed up, paid up, preached up for the cause of Jesus Christ. I am his disciple. It is clear. I want you to know I am his disciple, one of his disciples. And I must deliver this gospel to you as long as I'm on this side of consciousness. And when he come for me, he shall know me by his blood applied to my heart, and I shall know him. When I awake in the morning, the old Negro spirit will say, when I shall know him when I awake in the morning, bright and fair. He shall know me, I shall know him. We shall know one another when I awake in the morning. When the dark cloud rolls away, when I awake in the morning, he shall know me. He shall know me. My friends. My friend today. Two women are beating a pad to the judge to be married. Two men to be married. My friend, the policeman had given up on the criminal. The criminal had won. The policeman has thrown their towel in, and the criminal had won. Now they're narcotic on every little corner. Everyone went there. Little drug party. My friends, when the policeman throw in the towel, the law-abiding citizen, only God he can look to. He no longer can look to the law of the land to be saved. You can be walking along the road and someone stalk you and take what you have. You can be driving in your car and you stop at the side at the red light. Someone pull you out of their car and slam you to the pavement and drive off with your car. Oh, my God. This is the day in which we now live. A day of lawlessness. There's no one to turn to for justice. My friend, it used to. We able to turn to the court for justice. But the court are corrupt. The laws are corrupt. From top to bottom, corrupt, my friend, only God. But I know you can be consoled when trouble arises. You can call on the Lord. Because I remember Stephen's, the first deacon, when they stoned him, as they began to stone him, he lifted up his eyes and saw heaven open and he called on the Lord. And the Lord received him. He said, Father, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. And he bled and died. And his soul was receiving in heaven. My God, that's a consolation. And if we live true to God, we too will be caught up. That's the scripture lesson today, taken from the 5th chapter, the Rome the Apostle, reading it in its entirety. As such, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith unto this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in the hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some will even dare to die. But God commanded his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, by one man is sin enter into the world, and death by sin. And so death pass upon all men, for that all have sinned. When Bible speak like, put it like this, all have sinned and fall short of his glory. But in due time, Christ died for our sin. For until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression. Who is figure of him that was to come? But not as the offense. So also in the free gift is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, are abound unto many, and not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offense unto justification. For if by one man offense death reigned by one, much more by which receiveth abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came unto all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of the one, the free gift came unto all men unto justification of life. For as one man disobedient, many were made sinners, so by the disobedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abound, grace did much more abound. That our sin had reigned unto death, even so many grace reign to righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. My friend, today, my friend today, this says, and patient said, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Our beginning, we said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ, through our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, by whom we have access by faith, we did not have access by faith through the law, but it was through Jesus Christ after he had paid a price, suffered, bled, and died for the sin of the world. Into this grace wherein we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. My friend, before Jesus, we did not rejoice in hope. But after he had paid the price, give us a hope. We have a hope of to live in glory someday. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience worketh experience. And experience worketh hope. My friend, we have a hope that there is a better place in a high level of consciousness that we hope for. See, and hope maketh not ashamed. It's not a shame to hold on to the hope, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. We have a firm hope today that the love of God shed abroad in our heart. The love of God in our heart. And we have a firm hope today by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So he said, for when we were yet sinners, when we were without strength, in due time he, Christ, died for our sin, for the ungodly. A clean man, a righteous man, a holy man, died for the ungodly. He said, for scarcely, for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure, for some will even dare to die. Said, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. When we were yet sinners, Christ died for our sin. And you have the right to say, Lord, save me. And if you cry unto the Lord, you will answer. You will call on Jesus. He will answer you. This is Dr. Cox Master Time. You can call or write 305-836-9545. Dr. Cox will pray with you. He will counsel with you and attempt to put you on the right track to heaven. Or if you're in the city of Miami, 1351 Northwest 67th Street, the Tabernacle, where the Right Reverend Bishop Walter Harris registered as a pastor. And you will hear the testimony of those who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. They're singing a song that the angel can't sing. I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And before I leave you, I want you to know there's two trains bound, one bound for heaven, and one God bless you.